It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, guitar hero, and legend Ace Frehley. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. Great to be on your show.
It's great to have you back. We're here to talk about the new record, Origins Volume 2. Unlike your first Origins album, Volume 2 revisits music that affected you as a kid. Whose music was most challenging to learn when you started playing guitar?
Well, I started off with easy stuff, you know, like three or four chord songs, like Gloria, and, you know, just three chord progressions. But, you know, I mean, when Led Zeppelin came out, that was a challenge to try to copy Jimmy Page, you know, so I had to slow down the records. Figure out his guitar solos on some of the tracks, but you know, Led Zeppelin, Cream, The Who, Jeff Beck, you know, the Stones and the Beatles, they all influenced me greatly, and that's why I'm doing songs from all these bands.
Ace Frehley's Origins Volume 2 is out now. Here is his cover of Good Times, Bad Times, some Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Ace Frehley on the show with us this week talking about the new record, Origins Volume 2. And much of Origins Volume 2 covers British bands. What did they do different than American musicians that still affects you even now?
Well, the British invasion was, ironically, you know, a lot of the British groups just repackaged black rock and roll, you know, stuff like Chuck Berry and, you know, some of the great blues guitar players, and it's interesting. It was, you know, the songs weren't really accepted by white people because they were black musicians, and then the British re-recorded a lot of the American black artists, and then, you know, all of a sudden the songs became big hits. That's rock and roll.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Ace Frehley with us. Quick break. Up next, music from Metal Church. We'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Also, new music from Armored Saint and more with Ace. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Ace Frehley with us on the show tonight again. The new album that we're talking about here is Origins Volume 2. And although there have always been hints of guitarists you admire in your playing, your style is uniquely identifiable. What made your playing go beyond simply emulating your heroes?
Because I combined all some of the greatest guitar players, you know, that ever played rock and roll. I mean, my style is a combination of Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, you know, Keith Richards, Pete Townshend of The Who, George Harrison from, you know, the Beatles. I mean, the first single I bought, and I remember staring at it, was I Want to Hold Your Hand, you know. And then I remember Satisfaction coming out by the Rolling Stones, you know, as a teenager. And, you know, after that, you know, the floodgates were open, you know, the Beatles and the Stones. And then, you know, you had Cream, The Who, Led Zeppelin. I mean, you know, it was just, they took over. But Led Zeppelin was really the group that I think pretty much wiped out a lot of bands could stand up to Led Zeppelin.
Ace Frehley with us. Origins Volume 2 is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with a new tune from Gojira, music from Life of Agony, and more with my guest, Ace Frehley. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, Ace Frehley. We're talking about his new record, Origins Volume 2. Ace, there's such craftsmanship to Kiss songs, the way all the instrumentation comes together. What made you, Peter, Gene, and Paul so musically symbiotic?
Chemistry and talent. You know, we were all talented, four talented guys, four guys that could all sing lead. So we were able to pull off three and four part harmony. We all wrote music, and I think that, you know, there's so many bands out there that try to emulate Kiss and put on a great show, but, you know, they just didn't have the music or the hits or the songs. You can blow up a stage and do anything you want, but unless the music is equally as exciting, and the quality is there. You know, I mean, we had hits like Beth, you know, that transcended, you know, a lot of different genres in music. And a lot of other groups, you know, didn't have that quality.
Ace Frehley's Origins Volume 2 is out now. Going to take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll check out a new track from Gojira. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And more with Ace Frehley. It's Full Metal Jackie. Ace Frehley with us on the show tonight. Again, talking about the new record Origins Volume 2. And Ace, your band is a group of extremely diehard Kiss fans. What has their perspective revealed to you about the impact of that music?
Well, I mean, not just my band, but everywhere I go, you know, musicians come up to me and say, hey, if it wasn't for you, Ace, I never would have picked up the guitar. You know, most of the time, most guitar players cite, you know, a live one as being their rock and roll Bible as far as making them want to play rock guitar. Pretty much a souvenir of a Kiss concert, and that's why that album was so successful and broke so many records on the charts. I don't know, you know, like, you know, my style, you know, like it, I was saying before, is just a combination of all the great English guitar players, you know, from the 60s, you know, and Jimi Hendrix. Well, Jimi Hendrix was American. He was actually a paratrooper and in the army, but he went over to England and made in England, and then he came back to the U.S. So he was part of the English invasion, but he was really American. And another great guitar player that influenced me was Jim McCarty, the guitarist from Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels. And if it wasn't for his influence, I would have never have seen Who's first New York appearance and Cream's first New York appearance, because I cut school one day and went to the Murray the K show in Midtown Manhattan and to see Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels, and the Who and the Cream were opening for them. And I had never even heard of them. And it just knocked my socks off and changed my life.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Ace Frehley with us. Pick up his new record, Origins Volume 2. Ace, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
My pleasure. Anytime, Jackie.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.